Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Happy Tuesday. Beautiful weather here in Northern California.
Finally, better than the weather we had on our little road trip to LA, our weekend road trip.
Let's talk about our weekend road trip. We decided to still go to LA, even though the Amy Phillips boat cruise canceled or rescheduled.
Thank God it did, because it was freezing cold. It was not optimal weather for
not
a cruise.
Yachting weather.
Not at all.
So we drive down there late Friday. We were going to meet up with Chef Stu for drinks later in the evening, but still, you know, maybe about 9:30 or so. And we're starting to drive down over the Grapevine, which is the freeway between Northern California and Southern California. And sometimes that Grapevine could be hairy.
It's like a summit. So it's at a pretty high elevation. You've got to climb way up and then you go over the hill and down. And it's notorious for, you know, brakes going out, trucks breaking down, cars overheating. All of that we would have kind of been prepared for. What we weren't prepared for was freaking snow.
And not just a little bit of snow. We started out thinking it was funny, like, oh my God, is that snow? Yes, it is. Gina, this is so funny that we have snow. And then as we get up the summit, the snow is getting faster, stronger, thicker, building up on the road. It was fucking scary.
It was very scary. You couldn't see the lanes. It was really like make your own lane kind of situation. There were really only two lanes, one for the big trucks.
Yeah. And those big trucks don't give a shit about us little cars.
No, they don't.
They were like making their own lane, moving around, having no problem driving real fast.
Oh my God. Well, we were going like what, 20 miles an hour or something for
a long period of time. And so I'm stuck behind this car in front of me thinking, I'm not leaving this person's side because he's my lane.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
He's my lane. It was just fucking scary.
It was wild.
And when you're on the Grapevine, there's nothing there. There's nothing. If you stop, you're fucking stuck. And then we realized we have no water.
No food.
We have maybe some protein bars. But that was a little sketchy. Yeah.
It was not good. And luckily we left when we did because right when we kind of got like to the top of the summit, they closed traffic going the opposite way so they could bring in snowplows.
Yeah. Well, we were like, where's all the traffic on the other side? Oh, shit. They closed it down.
Damn. Road closure.
So needless to say, we didn't get into LA into our hotel till what, 11 p.m.?
Yeah, it was pretty close to 11. So Stu's texting us wondering where we're at and what's our ETA. And we're like, well, shit. Do we go? I mean, it's 11 o'clock at night. Do we, women of a certain age, do we go?
Hell yeah, we go. We had the dames and we fucking rallied and went out at 11:15 and met Stu in West Hollywood at Schmitty's, well known to Jeff Lewis fans, Schmitty's. In fact, the next night we saw that Jameson had his birthday party there. We were there the night before.
We could have gone that night too.
We could have. So we had a wonderful evening with Stu. It was so fun. He was there with two other friends that we met that were just lovely. And
well, one of them was
Belinda Carlisle's son,
Duke, and then Stu's manager.
And we sat there for 2.5 hours. We shut down Schmitty's. They ushered us out.
These dames didn't get back to their hotel until 2:30 a.m.
So fun.
That's right.
And then the next day we had brunch at Sunset Tower, another one of Jeff Lewis's jaunts with our friend Rit, who is from reality TV podcast. He doesn't do that anymore. He's a high rolling editor of producer and working on a really interesting documentary right now that will be dropping next month. And we'll tell you about that when it drops. And that was fantastic.
That was
so
like
much
a 3 hour brunch.
Of course.
We had the best time.
And then we had dinner that night with our friend from Unpopular Podcast, Jacques. We've never met him in person. He is from Australia. He's working in LA right now. And he came 40 minutes by Uber to come meet us.
I know. So
for dinner
sweet.
At Ciccone's. And that was fun. And we left there at 11:30. So
we shut that place down too.
We had quite a fun weekend.
We had the best weekend, and that was the whole point. I'm so glad we went anyway. We wanted to meet up with some of our friends. We did. We checked all the boxes. We even got a little shopping
in. I was just going to say, we got some shopping in.
Yeah.
We didn't really purchase anything exciting.
Couldn't find anything. But we shopped. We tried.
Of course we did.
So it was great. It was so fun.
So we come back and there's this article about Chef Stu and Matt Rogers dating. And Jeff Lewis today was not bothered at all, yet couldn't stop talking about it.
Talked about it throughout the whole radio show.
Yeah, kept bringing it up. It's just strange to me because he's so mean about Stu.
Yeah.
Why does he care? Why does he bring it up? I know he gets these messages, but if he really doesn't give a shit about Stu, like, why keep talking about it?
I think at this point, his listeners are just waiting for him to say...
True.
To talk shit, you know?
Well, and it's out there, and he said, oh, a listener sent this to me. Well, he gets sent lots of shit.
Well Shane, you know Shane is out there scrolling through the Facebook pages, through Instagram, through all kinds of shit. That is his job.
Yeah. The other thing that bothered me was the way he talked about Matt Rogers, because we remember when Matt Rogers was on Jeff Lewis Live, and he was really rude to him about Bowen Yang. And it was very uncomfortable. Matt Rogers, I think, has no love for Jeff Lewis. And actually, no. Jeff said they saw him somewhere out at, I think, High Tops.
Yeah.
And he was polite, but that's it. So Jeff burns a lot of bridges. I just think it's mean that Stu is a chef and he digs on his profession. Like, oh, you're going to have stomach flu after you Chef Stu's food. You know, shit like that. Nobody can say anything, but Jeff can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, it's definitely not level on both sides because Jeff has a platform. Stu doesn't really have a platform. He has a little bit of a platform, but he can't say anything.
Well, he doesn't really want to talk about it.
No, and he shouldn't. No. And he doesn't. He's taking the high road, but Jeff just cannot help himself.
Mm.
He will just drag anybody. But
anybody.
At this point, for what?
For what? He's dating. Jeff's dating around. Talks about it all the time.
Yeah, he talks about who he's hanging out with in Chicago and New York and this one and that one. And so what?
So people saw Chef Stu out two nights with Matt Rogers. I'm sure that kills Jeff.
Of course.
They're out in the Hollywood scene. Matt Rogers is very good looking. I think much more...
Stu's type?
But popular... Maybe. Oh. I think more people know Matt Rogers than Jeff Lewis.
Well,
don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a wider spread notoriety for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We do know, though, rumors were, and Jeff was saying, that Stu
planted
the piece.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say we know for sure, factual, that Stu did not plant that piece. We know that.
Yeah.
That's all we can say.
It's crazy.
That's it. Dames, over and out. All right, let's talk. We missed Summer House last week.
Oh, right, because we left.
Yeah, we left before. So Summer House, last week's episode, oh my God.
The racing party?
Yeah, it was the racing. Paige and Craig Saran wrapping Kyle's door. It's such
That was just dumb.
So noticeable, too.
Yeah, I know.
They literally just dragged him upstairs and pushed him into it because nobody was going to fall for it.
No.
We used to put it over the toilet. You know, you lift up the top of the seat.
Right. Yeah.
You put Saran wrap and then people pee and then it goes everywhere.
It's a mess.
It's a mess.
It's kind of messy.
It's really gross.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It wasn't funny or cute.
So West and Sierra have not slept together.
Well, they've slept together, but they haven't slept together.
They haven't had sexual relations.
Right. Right. Which is surprising. Because, I mean, Sierra's, you know.
I mean, I think Sierra really likes him and likes hanging with him. But I don't know if, like, she's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
think it's 100% into him.
No. I think she really, really likes him. I like them together. I think he's great. But is it long term with him? I don't think so. They also still keep under his name. It says sports writer or sports something. And I'm like,
he's not.
He doesn't even have a job.
No, he doesn't have a job. But I do like this cast. I like Jesse. I like West.
So what about when Carl asks Kyle
to
be a flower boy in the wedding?
I mean, what a slap in the face. So Carl was the officiant and co-best man for Kyle's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carl's asking Kyle to be a flower boy.
But it's okay because it's with Andre and Luke.
Yeah, but isn't Kyle a little higher ranking
in the friendship? I would think so. Well, we know it's Lindsay. Lindsay doesn't want him to be standing up for him. Carl is such a fucking
Wuss.
Oh, yes. Because he's like, well, Lindsay didn't actually say it, but I know how she feels about Kyle. So he can be a flower boy. It's just rude. It's also flower boy. What the fuck? Make him an usher.
Right.
You don't do flower boy.
Yeah. What is a flower boy? I've never even heard of it.
No, because it's dumb. So then when they go back to the city and they show Lindsay and Carl in their apartment talking about her wanting to get in better shape for the wedding because she wants him to cry when he sees her. It's also awkward.
It's very awkward. But he's just going through the motions.
He is. He's just trying to make her happy. Mm-hmm. He's a shell of a man.
Totally.
It's all about Lindsay. It's all their fake relationship. When they're in front of the camera, they're acting like they're okay.
And you can even, when you watch Carl, you can tell that it's all like performative for the cameras. It's not like his authentic. Mm-mm. He's not being his authentic self. You can see it.
Even at BravoCon, when we saw him after they had broken up, he was so friendly, so easygoing. When Kyle brings up the non-alcoholic beverages and gives him this opportunity, like, hey, I would love to work with you on this if you want it as a side gig. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll think about it.
I have to ask Lindsay.
Yeah, he's afraid to tell Lindsay. Why would you be afraid about a job opportunity? Because it's with Kyle and Lindsay doesn't want them to work together.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kyle and Lindsay have a history, but I didn't think she hated him that much. I mean, they've gone back and forth through the years.
Well, I think the last season, wasn't it? He kind of went in pretty hard on her.
I don't remember. Kyle, no, listen. I mean, there's lots of fighting going
on. Yeah. It's nothing. What you're saying is it's nothing different than what's happened the
last. Yeah, that's what I feel.
Several years.
But Paige, you know, she was just like, you guys don't even like each other. Why would you want to get married?
And you know what? Good for Paige, because she said the same thing to Amanda when there were issues with her and Kyle.
And look at that.
So, and there still are issues with her and Kyle.
That was uncomfortable. And they were talking about the house and they went to go see the house in, I guess it was New Jersey.
It's a cute house.
And Kyle's freaking the fuck out because they don't have money to have two places. He wants to keep the New York place. She says, at dinner one night, oh yeah, I would love a little place to be able to take a break from the city for like 1 to 2 weeks to a month, basically away from Kyle. She doesn't want to be married to Kyle anymore.
You don't think?
I don't think so. I think she said it. I thought being with an older guy, he would settle down, and he hasn't.
Yeah.
So when she said he was out till 4 a.m, was that for Carl's like bachelor thing?
Yeah.
So who the fuck cares? He's with all these guys.
I don't know if it's his bachelor, but it was all the wedding party.
They all just got together. Why would she be so pissed about that?
That's what I didn't know. That's what it was for. And then
Then I was like, oh, was it that?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Don't you expect that? It's weird.
So did you see the scenes for next week where they ask about Lindsay's? How would you rate your sex life? And people are going around, and she says 2.5.
She says that in the group?
Yeah, like in the kitchen. She was like, oh, 2.5. We had sex last night. And neither one of us came. And they were like,
oh, my God.
What?
Who said that?
By the way, that just flew off my tongue very naturally.
Yes, it did. Just rolled off that tongue, Anne. Just right off. Wow.
I just wonder, do you think Amanda and Kyle, I think if this show, if they were not on this show, I don't think they would last. I think this show is keeping them together. Unlike other shows break people up, I think this show is keeping them together.
Maybe, but I don't think that they're in it for the long haul.
I can't imagine.
I don't. I don't think they're on the same page.
She's so unhappy.
She's unhappy. She wants to settle down, have a baby. He's not there yet.
God, and he's
40-something. He said their relationship is not there yet.
Right. Well, because she just wants to be a mom. Stay home and be a mom. She doesn't want to do anything else.
No. Apparently, she doesn't work that much anyway, so.
I think he doesn't give her credit for what she does do. I mean, that kind of showed that, you know, she does do all the marketing and she does all this stuff. And she doesn't want to go out. She wants to hang at home with the dogs.
I mean, she's still pretty young.
She's young. Like, look at us going out till 2 a.m.
Come on. Come on, Amanda.
Funny.
So funny.
Okay, so let's go to Potomac. Episode 2 of the reunion.
This whole thing with Mia and Jeremiah, who isn't the 16-year-old, I think we already clarified that. It may not be G's son. Ink thinks it's his son.
She said she did IUI. What's that?
Like some sort of in vitro something?
So she said, I did IUI. This is Gordon's child. I don't
understand. So maybe they had to take Gordon's sperm and her egg and then...
Yeah, implanted or something. But at some point she cheated and there was a little bit of a crossover. So maybe they don't.
So they're having this conversation. This child at some point is going to know about this.
Well, and that's what Karen said. Karen was like, do we have to talk about this? This child is going to see this someday.
Yeah. And why not just get a DNA test and clarify who's the real dad?
Well, they said that Jeremiah looks just like G. So they're sure it's Gordon's child. It's just so messy.
Well, the part for me is that Mia speaks so openly about all this with no shame.
No,
there's cheating, no shame whatsoever.
So what is it that Gordon's going to tell us at the end? Because he said, I want to share something with you all that many of you may have suspected but didn't know.
Ba-ba-bum. He's broke. Or it's got to be about, would it be about the son?
No, I feel like it's, he had cancer and he can't have sex. And that's why he allowed Mia to have other men. Something like that. I don't know what it is, because then they both started like tearing up. So what is it going to be? Mia does seem very open at this point.
Yeah, but a lot of what she says doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Okay, so let's talk about the inheritance thing. So right before she met G, she had a couple of grandparents die that left her some money. That seems a little sketchy. How much money are we talking about?
Money, because she also said she lived in a penthouse apartment, and Shady Andy asked her, just out of curiosity, how many square feet? And she's like, 1,100. I'm like, 1,100? Is that a penthouse?
Well, if it's at the top.
She had to throw in, I live in a penthouse apartment, 1,100 square feet. Yeah. Okay.
So she said she had this inheritance when she met Gordon. She thought he was rich because that's what he portrayed with the wedding and the trips. And then they get married. And she said basically it was like he was just living off borrowed time. He was bankrupt at that point. So he lied. I can see that, where Gordon didn't have as much money. He was, you know, doing whatever with the funds from all the joint chiropractic shit.
So now we know why they didn't have a nanny, because they couldn't afford
it. Right, right. The Robin and Candace thing, they're just never going to be friends. It's too deep. I don't get it.
I don't either.
And the Chris situation, he's bringing it up from, he said 2 years ago, but I guess it was it last year or it happened 2 years ago with Giselle in the room.
I think it was 2 years.
And then they just brought it up last year.
They brought it up, yeah, again. And we kind of talked about that a little bit. It's just, he didn't force you into a room. I mean, I think she spun that for sure. But it was interesting when Robin started asking him about the text messages. That was weird.
Yeah, because Juan's not even fucking there, Robin. How dare Robin ask that when Juan's had the same fucking situation going on?
And nobody's there to ask.
Yeah, so Chris said, I don't know the girl that saying that we hooked up or whatever. Yeah. What did he say?
Oh, I never met her.
She said she was pregnant with his baby.
Right.
And then she said, no, I lied. And then Robin said, but didn't she have pictures?
Screenshots
of you.
Text messages.
And then he was like, I've never met her in person. So it almost sounded like he sent her
dick
pics.
Exactly.
He didn't really clarify
that.
And
they were limp. Limp dick.
Who sends a limp dick? Speaking of dicks, what is with this video?
Speaking of dicks.
And not limp.
Ricky Martin.
Yes. What? Okay. I saw it. I thought, oh, yeah, he's definitely hard with those dancers dancing around him. But why is TMZ doing all these different fucking angles of Ricky Martin being hard?
Was it him or was it just a pucker in his pants?
Oh, no.
Really?
Yes. It was after they were grinding on him.
Oh.
They even threw him something to hold in front of it. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Okay, I didn't see that. I saw one
straight
still
up.
And I couldn't make it out.
If you go on TMZ, they have it in all different angle videos. It's crazy. It's like, wow, they're really leaning into this story. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
What was the big deal?
Yeah, I saw it. And I'm like, really? This is a story? Really?
It was a story and a story and a story. It just keeps coming out. Every time I look at my Instagram, it's on there.
Yeah. So we got a little bit of information about also why they broke up, Mia and Gordon. And apparently it sounded like he had like anger management issues. He would wake her up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, drain her bank account, all this stuff.
Gordon's got issues, obviously.
But if they had
maybe
no
he's
money.
Gay. Maybe he's gay.
Oh, maybe.
Many of you suspected.
So what happened with this group chat? Because Gordon reached out in a group chat.
To the guys
and was reaming Mia and
was,
talking really bad about her.
It was basically just to Chris and Happy Eddie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because Wendy and Candace knew about it and didn't say anything.
Now, I do think it was rude when Giselle's dad passed that those girls did not reach out to her.
Yes.
And then Wendy's saying, well, you know, Giselle, you were talking shit or making fun of my mom when she was in the hospital. Oh, for the elective surgery that your mother had?
Yeah.
And Giselle didn't even know she was in the hospital at that point.
No. And wasn't she like in and out? It was like...
It was a day.
Yeah.
That was just bullshit.
That was terrible. So Mia wasn't really able to clarify her living situation because apparently she was in Gordon's in Charlotte. She was in Atlanta. She's been going back and forth saying now she's syndicated.
Mm.
So we don't know where she lives. I think she's going to... She was talking about Houston...
Maybe wherever.
I mean, she's
going to
be
is.
On the show, so she's going to have to live somewhere.
I actually hope she's on the show because she's the only one with the interesting story, and she's very honest about it. I was looking at Karen's lips again because you guys were talking about how pursed they are.
Is it her teeth or is it her lips?
Hard to tell. Could be her teeth.
Like like she had some new teeth maybe, and she was like trying to keep them in.
Well, Andy asked, what's her husband's name? Ray. What do you think about your snatched new wife? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm great. I'm Ray.
I wasn't sure what he was going to say, really. I thought, oh, God, he doesn't know what he's going to say.
Or was like, she have something done?
What happened to her?
He doesn't even know.
She looks good.
She does look good.
I think she, have you seen all those bikini shots of her?
She's a little Ozempic baby.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And no word from her about this DUI situation whatsoever.
No, not since it happened. I wish it had happened before the reunion. Oh, no. She's smart, though. Don't say anything. People forget.
Well, she said too much in the beginning. Right. Everyone was like, oh, my God, stop talking. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Martha's Vineyard. What are you thinking about this? What? You don't like it?
I mean, it's okay.
I am loving the new girl.
Noelle?
Yeah, Noelle. Nick was still feeling weird about the handsy comment. So, you know, he'll back off a little bit.
But what they were explaining didn't seem to be
that bad.
Handsy, when they're taking a group picture, he puts his arm.
I think their point was if he's in a happy, committed relationship, you're not that cutesy handsy with your friends.
Yeah, that's true.
And I agree with that.
True.
So they had this neon party at night. Look kind of fun. And then Shanice invited these two new guys. Hendrix's friend. But Hendrix was the one. It was like he jumps in and it's like slow-mo. All the girls are looking at him. He flips his hair out of the water. They were like, oh, hello, Hendrix.
Hendrix is very cute.
Very cute. But then he was just like disappeared. He was flirting with Noelle. Alex seemed to be a little bit jealous.
He did seem jealous.
I know. Well, it could be editing too, but they showed him like, I don't like her talking to him.
But then later when Noelle had a conversation with Alex she was very forthcoming, like, I kind of like you, you know, what do you think? And he was just like, nah.
But I think those guys did her wrong because they told her, like Preston and...
Amir?
Yeah, Preston and Amir told her, yeah, Alex thinks you're cute. He wants to get to know you. So she had a little liquid courage and she was like, I really like you. And he was just like, kind of been through this route. I'm not really ready for anything, but I really want to get to know you as a friend. And she was like, well, now I feel stupid.
Well, yeah, who wouldn't?
What about the discussion with the friends coming back? So last season, this guy, Phil, was a complete asshole. Shit in the bathrooms, didn't flush, and then was just like a jerk to everybody.
Yeah. And then he ended up leaving, right?
Well, no,
he
they kicked early. Him out. And Mariah was there.
She got in a fight with Bria about the dog.
So Jasmine is good friends with Mariah. They actually were screenwriters together. She was in the house last year. She got in a fight with Bria because of the fucking dog. Bria was so attacked that if you guys are sending Phil away, you need to send Mariah away. It was like, whoa. So they did. They asked Mariah to leave. So this year they said, what do you think about having Phil back? Phil's changed. He's a good guy now. They're like, veto Phil. We do not want him in this house. Yeah. We are not comfortable. Also, Phil last year really got in a heated fight with Jordan. Remember?
Oh, right. Yeah.
He like attacked Jordan verbally. So then Jasmine says, well, how do we feel about Mariah coming back? And Bria is instantly pissed off. Like, there was no big confrontation. It was so fucking stupid. And Bria is so dramatic about every little fucking thing. So she found out later that Jasmine had already bought a plane ticket for Mariah to come before asking them if it was okay. And then she was just like, are you fucking kidding me? That is so disrespectful. So then she confronted Jasmine. Now, Jasmine being pregnant is not drinking. She's way more even keel.
Oh, for sure.
And she held it together. She's like, yeah, I bought it. And then I figured I'll ask you guys and I can always cancel it.
But Phil is the one that told them
yeah.
that she had already pre-purchased the ticket.
Because Mariah and Phil were going to meet up at the house.
Yes.
They're friends. It's pretty funny. I mean, but Bria is just, I can't stand it. She gets her feelings hurt. She's like, I'm going. I'm walking away. I'm going to go home. Okay, go home, bitch.
Yeah, bye.
They all let her go home. They all had a great time partying. It was so much fun. She's in bed feeling sorry for herself. That's her problem. What is it with her?
She acts like she's a spoiled
moody.
Brat.
Yeah, she's moody.
Yeah. She acts like she's totally spoiled.
They don't
want to
hear what
way.
I have to say. I'm going to go. I'm bored. I'm going to go now.
But her boyfriend's coming. Mm-hmm. Amir's girlfriend's coming. Mm-hmm. Nick's girlfriend's coming.
And Preston's boyfriend's coming.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Bring them on.
I love it. I think it's fun. I think it's a fun show. I wish they did bring Phil back to... Let's have a redemption
to
for
stir
Phil.
It up.
Maybe he will come still.
Mm. Now, is Phil or is it Alex that's cousins with John Legend?
Alex.
Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like Phil. They look very similar.
Yeah, they
no,
do.
No, it's Alex.
Yeah.
Because Alex sings also, Gina. Oh, don't you right. remember?
Didn't he bring his guitar?
Of course.
They always have a guitar.
Of course he did. All right. I think that's it for this evening.
Done and done until Friday.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything interesting. Nope, just nope. Palm Royale.
Still watching Palm Royale. I watched the most recent episode, which is mm-hmm. really good.
That was really
good. It's getting
good.
Better and better.
It actually is getting better and better. Pieces are falling into place,
yeah.
which is very nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
And then Curb Your Enthusiasm. We haven't watched
Did you
the
watch?
Final
okay,
episode
then I won't tell
yet.
You.
No, don't. Thank you, Gina. Jesus. I won't tell you that Jerry Seinfeld is on the final episode.
Well, you...
I saw that, but...
You saw that.
Don't zip it. Zip it. Don't say anything
Not
more.
A word. Not a word.
Then it's over. Final.
I know. I'm
no
so
more.
Burned.
I love Curb.
I do, too. I look forward to it.
Me, too. It's such an easy 30 minutes.
And it's just so relatable to me.
God. Too relatable, unfortunately.
All right. Until Friday.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.